I guess we can begin. We'll just have a word of prayer.
我们一起来先做一个开始的祷告。
Oh Father, how we thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus.
父啊，我们要如此的感恩，为了您的圣子耶稣基督。
That life that was with you in all eternity past.
那样的生命，与您同在的生命，是在永恒的过去的。
And was manifested to us, that life, that beautiful life.
但是他显明给我们看，那样的生命，那美好的生命在基督里。
A life that was perfectly lived to your glory here on earth.
这样的生命是把您那完美的荣耀在地上显现出来。
And that the Lord Jesus himself would lay down his life as a sacrifice for sins forever.
但我们耶稣基督他却愿意把这样的生命交在十字架上，成为祭物，为了我们的罪。
And Lord, we thank you that that sacrifice has perfectly satisfied your justice.
父啊，我们要感恩这样的献祭完全的满足了您对公义的要求。
When he made his soul an offering for sin, he completely satisfied all your righteous judgment against sin.
当他在十字架上献上这赎罪祭的时候，他就满足了您对罪的要求。
And so, Father, we thank you that now we can be perfectly justified freely from all things.
我们要谢谢您，现在我们在您的义里是完全洁净的，我们是在罪中得着自由的人。
And simply on the basis of faith, believing.
我们单单借着信来到您面前。
Now, Lord, today we pray as we open your word that you would speak to us through your spirit.
主啊，今天我们要打开您的书，求您的灵带领我们。
Your words are spirit and life.
您的话就是灵，就是生命。
So, Lord, we pray that you would open our understanding and open our hearts.
主啊，我们求您开我们的心，也带领我们能明白。
And by your spirit of truth, teach us today.
借着您的圣灵教导我们今天。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good to see everyone here. Turn to John chapter 6 again.
我们回到约翰福音的六章。
To do is to read from verse 66 to the end of the chapter. Just four verses there. 66 to 71, rather. Five verses. Six verses.
我们来顺序读一下66节到71节这六章的最后五节经文。从此他门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行。
耶稣就对那十二个门徒说，你们也要去吗？
西门彼得回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？
我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。
耶稣说，我不是拣选了你们十二个门徒吗？但你们中间有一个是魔鬼。
耶稣这话是指着加略人西门的儿子犹大说的，他本是十二个门徒里的一个，后来要卖耶稣的。
Okay. Now, many of his disciples, they left him.
很多他的门徒就离开他了。
Now, a disciple is simply a learner. So what a disciple is described as.
门徒呢，一个最简单的理解呢，其实就是学习者，就是跟随他学习的那些人。
So when we say disciples, we don't necessarily mean believers.
所以门徒不一定代表着是信徒。
And that's what these people were. They were, it isn't as though they believed and then they went back on it. It's that they were learners, but they had not yet come to complete faith.
所以他们并不是说呢，他们是信了，最后又不信了，而是呢，他们是跟随学习的那些人，但他们明白了以后呢，他们就选择不信了。
And that we understand from verse, let me get my other glasses on here. Not so strong. The other, I have two pairs of glasses because one's strong and the other's weak. So I just need the weak ones here. And verse 66.
66节.
Or verse 60, sorry. Verse 60.
60节.
On hearing it, many of his disciples said, This is a hard teaching, who can accept it?
就他的门徒听见了，就说呢，这话甚难，谁能听呢？
What was that hard teaching?
这个难的教导是什么？
What was it that they could not accept?
或者说他们不愿意接受的是什么？
Well, he told them that unless they eat of his flesh and drink of his blood, they don't have any life. In them.
那除非呢，他们吃他的肉啊，喝他的血，否则他们不会有生命在他里面。这就是耶稣在之前的一个教导。
And so that's what he says there in verse 53.
这就是五十三节的这个教导的内容。
I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life.In you.
耶稣说我实实在在地告诉你们你们若不吃人子的肉不喝人子的血就没有生命在你们里面
He's talking here about eternal life because verse 54 says that
他在这里讲的其实是永恒的生命啊，因为54节其实 表达了这个意思
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life
就吃我肉喝我血的就有永生
So what these disciples they didn't accept that they said that who can accept that kind of teaching
那这些门徒呢其实他们就没法接受啊他说谁能接受这种的教导呢
eating his flesh drinking his blood
就喝他吃他的肉喝他的血这怎么接受呢
that's terrible
啊这太可怕了
because they were thinking in their natural minds they took him literally
所以他们把这个当做了是一个现实的东西用它的自然的字面的意思呢去理解的
But he had said to them look in verse 35
然后他看一下35节
He says I am the bread of life He who comes to me will never go hungryAnd then he connects that with the phrase that explains what eating is. He who believes in me will never be thirsty.
其实三十五节啊，耶稣已经把这个比喻解释出来了，就是吃肉和血的这个意思是什么？他说我是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。他已经讲得很清楚。
What he's using natural things to explain spiritual things.
他其实无非是在做用一个自然的我们能看得见的东西来讲一个属灵的真理。
They were willing to take natural things to eat of the bread that he might provide for them.
他们就愿意吃那个自然的东西，比方说这个粮饼啊，然后吃了以后让他们得饱足。
But they were not willing to.Take the spiritual things that he was offering them.
但他不愿意去接受耶稣给他们的灵粮啊，属灵的粮食。
Look at verse 61.
我们看六十一节。
That's John chapter 6, verse 61.
约翰福音六章六十一节。
He explains he's not talking about natural things.
所以他这里解释了为什么他不是在讲一个物理的东西，天然的东西。
You see, they were looking for earthly bread. They were looking for an earthly kingdom.
所以他们一直在找的是地上的粮以及地上的王国。
They wanted freedom from the Romans, but not freedom from their sin.
他们要是从罗马的统治下呢得着自由，而不是从罪的权势下得着自由。
So the Lord Jesus in verse 61, he was aware that his disciples were these learners, they weren't believers, they were grumbling, complaining about this.
所以耶稣知道啊，他的门徒其实就不是一些信徒，是跟随的人，是知道他们心里是在抱怨了。
And so he says, he explains now, he's going to make it more difficult for them.
所以他开始就解释。但这个让他们就变得更难了。
And so he says, what if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before?
然后他说，如果你看见人子升到他原来之处，会怎么样呢？
His ascension.
就他就讲到了他的上升啊，他的升天。
It would be at his Father's right hand in heaven, where he would send the Holy Spirit into the world.
在那里呢。他的父啊，在天上是要把圣灵拆下来到我们里面的。
That they might be born again.
这样我们可以借着重生。
But he said, and then in verse 63, he explains the whole thing.
所以66节呢，63节他就解释了全部的事情了。
It's the Spirit that gives life.
是灵给了人生命。
And in another place, he explains that he will send the Spirit from the Father after his ascension.To the Father's right hand.
所以他要在他升天之后，坐在父神的右边以后呢，父才会把这个圣灵拆下来。
When the Son's sacrifice was accepted by the Father, by the resurrection and the ascension, then the Father in turn would send the promised Holy Spirit into the world.Into the hearts of those who believe.
当圣子复活，满足了这公义的要求，升天之后呢，神就把他的圣灵拆下来，为要赐给我们生命。
So he explains there in verse 63, it's the Spirit that gives life.
所以他这里解释了，在63节是灵啊给我们生命。
The flesh profits nothing.
就是肉体是无益的。
It's not the physical flesh and blood of the Lord Jesus that would give life.It profits nothing.
所以它不是肉体的耶稣基督的那个肉体带给我们生命的，不是他的肉和血带给我们生命的，是他的灵带给我们生命。
The words that he spoke were the words that the Father gave him to speak.
所以他讲的话就是天父给他来讲的话，借着他讲。
As the perfect man.He always did the things that the Father willed him to do.
所以作为一个完全的人呢，他总是顺服天父的旨意，按照父的意思行的。
Even the very words that he spoke were not his own words.
即使他自己讲的呢，也都是顺着天父的旨意讲的。
As he heard from his Father, he spoke. We read in another place.
在另外一个一处经文讲的，他从父怎样听，他就怎么说。
So that God could be glorified in a man. Finally, one of the sons of Adam, or one of the sons of Eve, I guess you better put it, had glorified God on earth, where all other sons of Adam had dishonored God through sin.
所以这样的话呢，他就完全把父神的荣耀在地上显明活出来了。所以最终，终于到了他这个时候呢。一个女人的后裔，就是夏娃的后裔呢，也是一个完全的人，他把父的荣耀活出来。因为呢，所有亚当的后裔呢，都失败了。
So and he finishes by saying, the words I have spoken to you, they are spirit, and they are life.
所以我跟你说的话呢，就是灵，就是生命，就是63节后半段。
And so now, from this time on, verse 66, what we read this morning, many of his disciples, they turned back and no longer followed him.
所以66节啊，那从此呢，他们门徒中很多退去的，不再和他同行了。
They had they had been drawn by the Father, but they had rejected the Son.
他们被父吸引，这是没有错的，但是他们最终拒绝了圣子。
That happened so many times.
啊，这个发生很多次的。
People have an interest in the good news of Jesus Christ.
人们会有一个兴趣哈，对于耶稣的福音有兴趣。
They come very close to receiving eternal life.
他们如此的接近到一个程度，要去接受永生了。
But then there's a decision that has to be made.
但最终他做一个决定了。
Will I give my life to him?
我愿不愿意把我的生命交在他手里呢？
Rejecting the world and everything that's in it.
拒绝这世俗的世界。
Because they see their lives as being something to hold on to.
因为 their life.
Their lives, their natural lives in this life, things that they want to hold.
因为每一个人做决定的时候呢，他的原生的生命，地上世俗的生命，他都是死死抓住的，就是他是在这个里面抓得很牢的。
Because to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and to receive eternal life, you're giving everything over to Him.
因为当你要接受耶稣基督成为你的救主和主的时候，你要把这一切的主权交出去。
Now.When a person believes, doesn't mean to say that all of a sudden he's got to give everything away, sell his house and his cars or whatever. That doesn't not what it means. It just means that rather than him owning his life, it's God that owns that life.
这并不是意味着一个人从不信到信，完了以后立刻就把他的所有东西都变卖了，没了，然后他就一个人待着。他不是这个意思。他是指在那一刻呢，他不再是自己生命的主人了，而是基督是他的主，
这
个主权的转换。
But they weren't willing to give themselves over. They had their religion, they had their own lives, and they were not willing to have God reign over them to be their.
所以，对于当时的跟随的那些门徒来说，他们。不愿意放弃，是因为他们觉得他们有自己的宗教，他们更有自己的生命生活方式，所以他不愿意放弃这一切去相信耶稣。
So they turned back, many of them.
所以很多人在这个节点上呢，
back into the world,
转弯就回到世界去了。
Back to the same rotation of circumstances over and over again.
就回到了那一个。无尽的轮回循环当中，就世界其实就是一个循回啊。
Back to the things that they felt comfortable with.
就回到那些他觉得舒适的那个环境和状态里去。
Not having the courage to take that step to claim the greatest prize there is, eternal life.
而不是有这样的勇气跨出这一步，去接受那最好的。最美好的生命。
They preferred the little things of this life that only lasts for a little while, and they preferred that to taking the big step of faith to trust God for eternal life, eternal reward, eternal glory.
他们只是被一点点小的地上的东西。所吸引抓住乃至绊倒了，那这样的小小的地上东西其实它是没有办法持续到永远的，因为今生过去就过去了。但是呢，他们放弃的却是一个借着信心的一个跨越呢，去得着永恒的生命的特别宝贵的这样的机会，因为神给人预备的是特别大的赏赐。
Now just a personal note here for myself, and that is thatI have found in practice that trusting God for my life, He's done a better job of looking after my life than I could ever have thought of doing.
那我可以用我的生命给大家做一个见证呢，就是从我年轻信主到现在呢，我能告诉大家，那我选择把主权交给耶稣呢，交给神，他做的这件事情。他带领我这几十年一生啊， 这个所做的这个事呢，比我自己做呢要强得多了。
I found that the things that I've given up for the Lord I've received 100-fold in blessings of the things that I thought I was sacrificing.
而且呢，我认为我已经交给神的那些些小的东西啊，其实神在我的一生中已经百倍的，在祝福里还给我。
One of the things of gaining eternal life is that you don't have to fear death anymore.
比方说呢，你得着永恒生命的一个很重要的益处就是什么呢？你不会再惧怕死亡了。
That great enemy has been completely destroyed by the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
那这人最大的敌人已经完完全全由着耶稣的复活而被击败了。
And so many of these disciples, they weighed on the scales, as it were, the pros and the cons.The for and against.
所以这些的门徒啊，他们就在一个秤里面，一直在称这个优点、缺点、好处、坏处，称到底该怎么办
？And many of them then they said, "It's not to my advantage at this time. I'm going to leave."
所以有的很人就会说呢，哎，这个点呢，这个对我没好处，那我还是走吧。
Now, this must have influenced the disciples, his real disciples.
但这个呢，也肯定会影响他的那些真的信
徒。So the Lord Jesus there in verse 67, he says, he asked them, do you want to go too?
然后67节耶稣就在这个背景下问剩下的十二门徒说，你们也要去吗？
Now notice that question is phrased in such a way that He is searching their motives, their hearts.
所以注意这个问题的方式呢，其实耶稣是在探查他们的心了。
As these learners were leaving, probably one by one, two by two, three by three, they were leaving him. He turns to his disciples, "Do you want to go too?"
这就大家可以想象那个画面哈，就当时呢，随着耶稣把这个道讲完呢。跟随他的那一大群人呢，一个一个，两个两个，三个三个的呢，就都走了。然后呢，在这个背景下呢，耶稣就转头问他身边的这些门徒说：“你们也要去吗？”
Now it was a time of real soul searching for them.
这可是一个真正的灵魂的深处的这个问题了。
Would they go back to fishing?
他们愿意回去钓鱼打鱼吗
？You know their comfortable life in northern Galilee.
那是他们最熟悉的生命，在北加利利湖上的最熟悉的生命。
Where the sun would go up and the sun would go down every day.
每天太阳会升起，会落下。
Occupy themselves with daily activities.
会用每一天的充实的这个行程，来安排自己。
And finish their course on earth, not knowing where they're going to go in eternity.
会把他们在这地上。要过的每一天日子过完，但是不知道最终要去哪里。
And his disciples, no doubt, they thought about all these things in their hearts.
我相信呢，这些的门徒他们也在他心里已经仔细思考过这个问题了。
But thank God for Simon Peter.
然后现在西门彼得来回答了。
He expresses what no doubt most of them there believed in their hearts.
他就把每一个人在当时。跟随他的人里面的那个声音讲出来。
To whom shall we go? Simon says.
西门彼得回答说：“我们还跟从谁呢
？”To whom? He, no doubt, they, he was, Simon Peter was thinking, well, if we go away, who would we then follow?
所以他这个回答里，他就想。告诉我们，如果我们离开呢？我们应该去跟随谁呢
？The teachings of the Pharisees
是法利赛人的教导吗
？Would that satisfy？
这个会让我满足吗
？The Pharisees, the religious teachers, they were laying on them heavy laws and burdens upon the people.
法 法利赛人啊，那宗教的领袖啊，他们是把更重的律法的枷锁加在他们身上。
Was there any deliverance from a king that might deliver them from the Romans? Was there any king that was on the horizon, the rising king, anybody that could save them from the Romans?
啊，去跟随一个能把他们从罗马统治里带出来的王吗？
To whom should we go?
是他们要跟随谁呢？就是他们不知道要离开耶稣跟随谁。
You see, heaven had opened in Peter's mind.
就是天堂啊，在彼得的脑子里已经打开了。
And the Spirit had shown him the true light from heaven.
就是圣灵已经把天上来的真光已经显给他看了。
He says, "You, who should we go to? You have the words of eternal life."
就是谁呢？我们要跟随谁呢？因为你有永生的道，永生的话。
And he says, "We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God."
我们已经信了，你是从神来的圣者。
Now notice what he says there. It's by the Holy Spirit that was revealed.
注意这里，他是借着圣灵啊，就启示了这些话。
How would they know and believe only by the Holy Spirit? Turn to Matthew chapter 16.
我们来看一下，为了解释这句经文，我们看一下马太的十六章。
And verse 13 to 17, if we could begin to read, we could read those verses.
马太福音十六章十三到十七节，顺序读一下。刚才停在谁？
耶稣到了，马大尼亚跟利比的就问门徒说。
Verse 14.
他们说，有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米或是先知里的一位。
耶稣说，你们说我是谁？
西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Amen.
Mm-hmm. So,
oh, 还有十七节 2:17, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
意思对他说，西门约拿。
The most important verse.
因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，而是我在天上的父指示的。
Okay.
So, this event here that is described in Matthew took place previously to the time that the Lord Jesus that we have in John.
Okay, in terms of timing.
In terms of time, yes. It happened before.
在这个时间上啊，他这段的对话是在约翰福音的那个对话之前的。
Because Peter probably refers back to this, as we'll see when we come to John again. But we want to just go through this quickly. The Lord Jesus asked his disciples after they had witnessed his words and his works, raising people from the dead, healing the blind, the lame, and healing leprosy, casting out demons. They had seen all this.
那这里呢，极有可能呢，就我们在约翰讲到的那个刚才提到的那个约翰福音里彼得跟耶稣这个对话呢，他是引用回来这前面的这一段对话的。所以我们很快看一下这个马太福音我们刚才读的这一段对话。那他的这个背景在十三节呢，其实就是耶稣已经行了很多的神迹，瘫子站起来，瞎子能看见。在这样的一切的事情之后呢，耶稣就开始提问了。
So naturally there would be questions in the disciples' minds who this really was.
因为很自然的在这些事之后呢，在他的门徒脑子里就会有这个问题，这个人到底是谁呀？
that he would have such power. He had power over spirits. He had power over the weather, the elements. He had power over disease. He even had power over death.
他有如此强的能力啊，他有在属灵的世界上的是他有这个甚至对死亡啊、对疾病对身边的神所创造的万物他都有权柄和能力。
So the Lord Jesus wants to probe the hearts of those disciples.
所以耶稣开始想要探查那每一个跟从他的门徒的心了。
To see exactly what they believe.
去来看看他们真正相信的是什么。
Not that he didn't know, but he wanted them to be assured in their minds and their hearts.
不是说耶稣自己不明白，而是他想借着问题来让那些跟随他的人在他们心里很确实的知道。
Now he doesn't ask them directly.
所以他并不是直接问他们的。
He doesn't say, "Who do you think I am?"
他说呢，不是说呢，你认为我是谁
？Instead, he comes around that, as it were from the side.
但是他是从侧面来问这个问题。
And he asks them, "What do other people say about me?"
他就问说呢，谁别人是怎么来说我的
？Who am I?
我是谁
？Well, they said some people say you're John the Baptist.
那有的人说呢，你是施洗的约翰。
John the Baptist was recognized as a tremendous prophet.
那施洗约翰是被认为是特别大的先知。
And others said that he's Elijah.
也有人说是他是以利亚。
Elijah lived for 500 years before, and he performed many miracles too.
那是四五百年、几百年前活着的一个先知啊，他也做了很多的神迹。
It was at a time when Israel was gone away from God, and Elijah came to bring them back.
那是一个什么时代呢？以色列人离开神，以利亚把他们带回来。
So he performed many miracles.
所以他行了很多的神迹。
And some of them thought that he was Jeremiah the prophet.
他们有耶利米的先知。
The reason why they connected him with Jeremiah was Jeremiah was known as the weeping prophet.
原因呢，是因为耶利米是呢叫做哭泣的先知，流泪的先知。
Because he was sent to Judah and Israel to prophesy just before the end of the kingdom of Israel, before the Babylonians would come and they would kill many of the Jews, take many of them captive, and destroy the temple and Jerusalem.
因为在那个时代呢，神最后以色列人在被巴比伦王掳走之前，啊，这个被掳的过程会是非常痛苦，很多人会死，很多人被抓到异乡去。那在这样的一个事情之前，神差的最后一个大先知就是耶利米，他去哭泣的去把神的话告诉犹太人。
And Jeremiah, he was known as the weeping prophet because he wept.As he prophesied the destruction of the people of God, his tears came down out of his eyes, rain tears onto the ground.
所以当他把神的这个预言告诉他的民众啊，就是犹太人的时候，他一直在哭泣，因为他知道未来的结局是很悲惨。
And the Lord Jesus, he was also known as the man of sorrows.
那耶稣基督呢，也一直。被称为哀伤之子。
When he pronounced judgment, it was judgment with tears of anguish for the souls of those that were perishing.
那他也是一样，他在传讲着审判的信息的时候，他也是为那一切要败坏灭亡的人啊，常常的流泪。
You remember over Jerusalem when he appeared there on the Mount of Olives, he looked over Jerusalem, and he could see.Another generation later, when that city would be destroyed. And then it says he wept when he looked over Jerusalem. He said, Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I would have gathered you as a hen gathered her chicks under her wings, but you refused me.
所以有一次他在橄榄山上啊，他从那个橄榄山呢往下看呢，能看见整个耶路撒冷城。 那因为他是神了，所以他知道呢，大概一代人之后呢，整个耶路撒冷城会被毁了，所以他就对着耶路撒冷说，他说：“耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷，我就像母鸡啊，常常希望把小鸡呢，遮在自己的翅膀荫下，但是你们就是不愿意。”
So there was a lot of discussion among the population about who this Jesus was.
所以在跟随他的人当中呢，会有一个很持续的讨论啊，说耶稣是谁。
John the Baptist, he has a powerful preacher like John the Baptist.
那施洗约翰啊，他是一个非常强的传道人，他在讲道的力量非常强。
By this time, John the Baptist had been killed by Herod the king.
但到这个时候呢，施洗约翰已经被那个希律王啊杀了。
So they thought it was John the Baptist raised from the dead.
所以他们认为呢，这是施洗约翰从死里复活了。
Thought he was Elijah with these great works that he did.
那他们也认为他是以利亚，因为他也做了耶稣做了很多的神迹。
And or says some of the other prophets.
或者他说呢是其他的一些先知。
Says in verse 14.
在十四节讲的。
So there was a great deal of discussion.About this.
所以在他们当中呢，是有一个很剧烈的这个讨论的。
But that was all natural reasoning.
但这些都是很自然的逻辑在想。
Why didn't they consider the God of John the Baptist, the God of Jeremiah, the God of Elijah?
但是他们从来没有想过呢，是那个把约翰啊、以利亚、耶利米差来的那个神。他们还是眼光盯在那些先知人身上。
They never could consider that.
他们从来没有想过神自己会来。
So the Lord Jesus, after having them review in their minds what the general idea about who this man was, he asked them, "But who do you say I am?"
所以，耶稣借着这个问题哈，他说：“人说我是谁呢？”就等于让所有人呢回想了一遍，每一个人。就是大众是怎么来认为耶稣的？最后呢，十五节耶稣就直着对他们说：“那你们觉得我是谁呢？”
And the light from heaven came into Peter's understanding that day.
那在那一天呢，天上的亮光就照到了西门彼得的心里。
After comparing everybody else's opinions and finding them come short, God revealed the truth to him from heaven.
当每一个人的理解和看见都讲完了之后呢，其实大家都还是欠缺的，就没有到那个真正的启示。然后神呢，就把这个启示给了彼得。
Peter said, "You are the Christ, that is the Anointed One of God."
他说你是基督啊，彼得说是永生神的儿子。
The Son of the Living God.
是永生神，永生神的儿子。
And what did What did the Lord Jesus say?
耶稣说什么?
He replied in verse 17, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven."
耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。
And no one can No one can see Jesus except the Holy Spirit reveal who He really is.
没有人能够看见真的看见耶稣，除非圣灵在他里面启示的。
There are many people that say Jesus is this or Jesus is that or Jesus is another thing, but until the Holy Spirit opens up their understanding to see that He is very God Himself, they will remain in darkness for all time.
很多人呢。会说耶稣是这个人，耶稣是那个人，但是除非圣灵，除非神在人心里直接告诉他哈，耶稣是谁啊？否则人他的眼一直会是瞎的，不知道耶稣是谁。
We read in Hebrews chapter 1 that God. Well, let's turn to Hebrews chapter 1 there.、
嗯、可以看一段的希伯来书的一章。
Hebrews chapter 1.
新约希伯来书383页一章一节。
In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets. You see, that's what they were considering that day. But he says, they spoke at prophets at many times and in different ways, various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
神既在古时借着先众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
God revealed himself through the prophets, but that was an inadequate method of God revealing himself.
神当然在借着他的先知来告诉我们事，但这是一个不是完全的晓谕，不是完全的启示。
He could only reveal himself partially through all the different prophets.
他只能把他自己告诉我，他是个什么样的神，告诉我们借着先知是一个很部分的，不是完全的这种告诉。
But in these last days, this is the last revelation. There aren't any more prophets to come.
那在末世呢，就是我们现在的日子，再没有先知来了。
The final revelation of God to man is through the Son of God himself.
那最终的最后的这个启示就是借着圣子耶稣基督自己来启示给我们。
And this is the one who that day asked his disciples, who do you say I am?
这就是那一个在那一天问门徒们的说你们知道我是谁的那一位。
The Christ, the Son of the living God.
就是基督啊，永生神的儿子。
And who revealed that to Peter?
谁把这些告诉彼得的呢？
A rabbi?
是一个拉比吗？
Some priest?
一个什么祭司吗？
Some learned man?
一些有知识的人吗？
The Father in heaven?
不是的，是天上的父。
And so if we go back to John now again,
我们回到约翰的最初查的那个地方。
John chapter 6,
约翰福音六章。
And verse 69,
六章的六十九节
he says, we believe and know that you are the Holy One of God.
我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。
The Greek verb system is very precise.
希腊的这个动词系统啊，是非常准确的。
And the verb there that is used, we believe and know, those two verbs, they're in the perfect sense. Perfect tense.
Okay, the believe and
and know.
No, 就是这个里面讲的信和知道啊，是一个完全完成的时态，所以它是 perfect， 就是很完全的一个时态。
That means that in the perfect attempts, it means something that happened in the past that continues right through to the present time.
这个时态呢，是指过去已经做好的一件事，一直可以延续到现在。
So that meant that Peter is, when he says we believe and know that you're the Holy One of God, that means that at some point in the past they truly believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. And they knew, they continue to know that he is the very Son of God himself.
所以这里彼得讲，我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。这个时态呢，原文的希腊文那个时态是说呢，在过去的某一个点，他们已经完全的相信了。这个完全相信的状态一直持续到他说这句话的时候还是这样的。
And so he's referring back to that portion in Matthew where the Father revealed that to him from heaven.
所以他们就在讲回到那一刻，当那个耶稣和他们在马太福音的那番对话，说他是谁的那一刻，神光照了彼得，让彼得知道他是神的圣子。从那一刻开始，他们知道了，直到这一番对话的时刻。
And how would the Father from heaven reveal something to the disciples?How would he reveal?
他会怎么样启示他的门徒呢？神
through the revealer himself. Oh, did somebody say have a question? Yes, but his son was there in front of them, right? So that we have Peter saying, "I know, we know that you are the Christ, the Son of the Living," and the Father revealed him by His Spirit, right? That's how the Father would reveal Jesus, is through His Spirit.
就是神是要借着耶稣基督，是的确的，耶稣基督在当时呢，是跟他们在一起的。然后同时呢，神会借着圣灵啊，在每个人里面来告诉他，这其实是个呼应了。就人自己里面也不会认出他来，就算耶稣在面前。所以神是怎么样做成这个事呢？也借着圣灵在人里面告诉他，这就是永生神的圣子。同时呢，也把圣子赐在我们里面，也就是在当时的门徒们的面前。
How that must have rejoiced the Lord Jesus' heart to hear Peter's confession.
所以在耶稣心里啊，会有多么大的喜乐，当看见彼得这么讲出来，就是口里承认或者讲出来的这些话，耶稣是会多么开心。
If there's joy in heaven over among the angels over one sinner that comes back, repents, and comes to the Lord. If there's joy in heaven, what about the joy of him who is the Prince of heaven?
如果一个罪人的回转得救啊，这样的事情呢，按照圣经说呢，天上的万军、天使、天君呢，都要欢呼的话，那如果他们都是如此高兴，那永生之主呢，就是这个天使的主。他的高兴和喜乐又会是何等的大。
The Lord Jesus had very few earthly joys.
耶稣是几乎没有什么地上的喜乐的源头的，他地上的东西不会给他带来喜乐。
In Isaiah it says that he bore our griefs and he carried our sorrows.
以赛亚书说他担当了我们的忧患，背负了我们的痛苦。
He was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief.
所以他是满了忧患和哀伤的。
In other words, he as God would know all the burdens that you and I carry.
所以他是那神，是知道我们一切的重担的，我们背负的重担他都知道。
As he walked among men, he felt very acutely the result of sin that happens in people's lives.
所以当他在人当中行的时候，他是非常强烈的能够感知到人因着罪啊而里面出来的那个重担。
Not just the result of sin and or not just the result of disease, of disability, but also broken hearts, broken marriages, children gone astray, the problems that people have in life. He knew them all because he was God. And as he walked among men, he could feel and carried our burdens here.
所以不单单是那些外在看得见的身体上的疾病啊瘸腿啊更多的是他知道人心里的苦难和哀伤啊，也许是孩子悖逆啊，也许是婚姻的问题啊，有很多很多的事情导致我们里面的这个重担呢，他都知道。当他在人当中行的时候，他都能感知。
Not only that, but he was constantly being attacked by his enemies.
不但如此呢，他还不停地被他的敌人攻击。
And so he found very little to relieve the challenges that he faced every day.
所以他几乎每一天啊，很难去找到这样的机会去把他所面对的这个苦难呢，说去化解掉。
So he would be greatly he would be overjoyed to see whenever he saw the faith exhibited in the world.
所以任何时候当他看见 地上的人显明一点点信心的时候，他特别特别高兴。
That was his only relief that he would find、coming from the world is to find genuine faith in him and his father.
那这是唯一带给他喜乐和释放的这个源头了，因为他来地上就是要找那一点点的对神的信心的人，就他就在找这一点的信心。
Of course, he was always in communion with his father.
当然他一直是跟父连接在一起。
And he experienced the full joy. He called it my joy.
而且在这个过程这个连接中，他会找到特别大的喜乐，因为他说这是我的喜乐。
Knowing that he was always walking in the will of the Father and enjoying the Father's, you might say, smiling face, if I could put it that way.
然后他一直是顺服天父的旨意啊，而且他，我用这种话说啊，就是他在父的微笑中行啊。
But in this world, he found very little to satisfy his soul, except where he saw real faith.
那在这地上呢，他找到特别很难找到能够满足他灵的那个人呢、啊，因为信心真的小。
And so Peter had said, we know, we believe, we did believe, and we keep believing. We knew then when the Father revealed it to us, and we know now still. We're not shaken in our faith.
所以彼得在这里说，我们现在知道了啊，我们知道他是谁，我们不再在信心中摇摆。
But he has to correct Peter in one sense.
但他还是要纠正彼得在一个点上。
Not all of them.
不是全部的人都是这样。
We're believing. There was a traitor among them.
在当中有一个背叛他的。
He says, "Have I not chosen you the 12?"
他说，我们不是选了十二个门徒吗？
Yet one of you is a devil.
但你们中间有一个是魔鬼。
There was a traitor, a spy among them for the evil one.
是有一个背叛者，从魔鬼来的背叛者在里面。
Now, if the Lord chose them, why did he become a traitor?
如果耶稣选了他，为什么他会变成背叛者？
If the Lord chose them, how could he not believe?
耶稣选了他，他怎么会不信呢？
You see, The choice that he made, he says, I have chosen you, the 12. It's a special group of men, 12 of them.
他这特别的这个词是讲的，我选了，拣选了你们十二个门徒。
These 12 were chosen out of many disciples.
这十二个人呢，是从很多的跟随的这个门徒中选出来的。
And there was a, he was chosen for an office.Not for salvation. They were chosen for an office. The office of the apostles.
所以这里呢你就看见了这个拣选啊是给到职分的，它不是给到救恩的。
And you must remember that they were chosen before the kingdom was rejected.
Yeah, maybe you explain a bit of office.
The office?、
Yeah.
The 12 apostles were chosen by the Lord to reign with him in his coming millennial kingdom.
就是十二门徒是选了跟随他在要来的千年国度里面一起来统治的。
They're going to rule over the 12 tribes of Israel during the 1,000-year reign of Christ.
在这一千年里他们要治理有以色列的十二支派。
They're going to rule with him on the earth.
他们要在地上治理他们。
So they were chosen before he was rejected as king.
所以他在他被拒绝成为王啊，就大家不要相信，不要他做王之前，他就已经选了这十二个人。
Maybe I'll take just a minute to explain about the kingdom and the rejection. We've talked about this a number of times, but.Yanqi, you haven't been with us that long, so if the others will just bear with me, I'll just give you a little bit, okay?
我们稍微解释一下，因为我们有在这时间不是很长的，我们再多讲几句关于这个王国度和王的事情。
See, when Jesus came, he came as the Messiah.
所以当耶稣来的时候呢，他是以弥赛亚救世主的身份来的。
That is the promised king that was promised from the line of David.
这是一个应许要来的王，就是在大卫时代神就给了这个应许。
God made a covenant with David that he would set up his throne and his seed would reign forever.
因为神跟大卫立了个约啊，那他要建立王座，然后后面的王权是从大卫出的。
The details of that kingdom are expanded by prophets later on about the coming kingdom.
然后所有的这个先知呢，都会在旧约里这个预言到未来要来的这个王和国度。
And the Jews, their expectation was that the Messiah, the coming king that is coming from God, is going to come, and they were expecting him.
犹太人呢就一直在等候这个要来的王和弥赛亚要来的这个国度。
Now John the Baptist, he came and he announced the kingdom.
然后施洗约翰来了，他也宣告了这个国度来了。
He came to baptize to prepare a people to be ready for the king.
他也宣告了一个施洗哈，让每个人预备好来迎接这个王的洗礼。
His message was.Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's very near.
他的信息非常简单，他就说天国近了，你们要悔改。
And so when he baptized the Lord Jesus, he recognized him as the king.
但是呢，当施洗约翰给耶稣施洗的时候呢，他就认出他是那个王啊，就未来要来的那个王。
Now the Lord Jesus Christ, his title Christ.Means the anointed one of God.
基督这个词就是指着从神来的受膏者的意思。
The ancient kings were anointed, weren't they? All of them were. They were anointed by the priests.
我们都知道旧约所有的王，当他要做王的时候，先知一定要先去膏他。
And God anointed the Lord Jesus at his baptism, where the Holy Spirit came down upon him.
所以神呢？也借着这个仪式哈、啊，也高了耶稣做王，同时呢，圣灵也降在他身上。
And so when the Lord Jesus came, he chose 12 disciples.
所以当耶稣来了呢，他就选了十二个门徒了。
And they would reign with him in the coming kingdom.
然后他们会在要来的国度里呢，一起跟耶稣做王。
And so, what happened was there the 12 that were chosen, they all believed in the coming kingdom.
那十二个呢？他们都相信那个要来的国度。
And I'm assuming that Judas, in some way, believed the promises in the Old Testament.
我也相信呢，犹大某种程度他也相信旧约的预言。
But when the Lord Jesus came with miracles.To prove that he was indeed the anointed one of God, he was the long-awaited Messiah. The nation, their leaders, rejected him.
但是当耶稣把这个神迹行完啊，让他知道他是那个要来的那个弥赛亚的时候呢，但整个国度却拒绝了他。
They weren't willing to give up their positions and their place and their power.
因为那些当权者，他们不愿意把自己的权力他们的一切利益呢放弃。
And just like in the parable, they saw the wicked vine dressers. They said, "This is the heir. This is the son. Let's kill him. Then the inheritance will be ours."
这就像那个马太福音里那个比喻一样啊，那个葡萄园的园主的比喻。那些恶仆啊，就说，哎呀，这是来的，这是葡萄园主的儿子，我们把他杀了，那这个葡萄园就是我们的，这就是那个比喻里讲的意思。
So the king is rejected.
所以王就被拒绝了。
Has God, is his plan, is his will now thwarted? Is God hindered now because his plan was not carried out?
那是不是因此啊，神的计划就受阻了呢？受拦阻了呢？
Of course not.
当然不是。
That was his original plan to begin with. He knew they would reject him.
但这个呢，神是知道他们会拒绝他的。
And so the kingdom is set aside now. The king is rejected. The kingdom has been rejected by God until a future time. And so what that gives God then opens, he sends his son to the cross to die, not just for Israel, not just to be the king of Israel, but to die for the sins of the whole world and open up a way whereby the entire universe is cleansed from all sin and unrighteousness.
所以因着他们拒绝了，犹太人拒绝了以后呢，神的计划就开始往前走了。他并不是说那受拦阻了他就没有办法了，如果犹太人当时接受呢，就犹太的国度就开始了，你一拒绝呢，神就把这个国度先放在一边了，开始了一个新的恩典的时期。那耶稣来呢，不单单是来做王了，他就是来呢替一切的人献上这赎罪祭。所以呢，这个王国呢要到什么时候再来呢？就变成要到千禧年再来。所以当中呢就像那个时钟一样，它停了，现在就是这个停的这段时间，这段时间就是教会时期，就是外邦人借着耶稣献上的赎罪祭得救的这段时期。
那我有个问题，就是等于是这个神对这个世界的安排，他也是随机应变的。本来他本来选了十二个门徒，选的时候他也
没有，他讲了，他不是随机应变，他知道，所以他刚才提了，他知道 ，Yeah, she said it's spontaneously that the Lord respond to man's reaction. I said no, it's Lord knows, yeah, free know.
犹大要判出卖他，还选他，就是为了解决这个救赎的问题。
对，我的问题跟他是一样的，为什么还要去选
？Yeah, so their question is.
所以我就说他后来
知道他要
改变，就改
变计划。If he knows that Judas will betray, why still select him? Maybe we have a rest.
I can answer that question. I've had the same question. I still do have that. It's not completely.
他也根据新出现的问题来解决改变。
He was officially chosen. But notice this, in one place it says that the scripture had to be fulfilled about Judas. In other words, it was predicted in the Old Testament that he would be betrayed. There are lessons in the life of Judah. You might need to spend an hour or two talking about Judah and the life there of an apostate. An apostate is one who knows the truth, who has been enlightened by the Holy Spirit, not to have gone into his heart, but his mind. He's come to the very door of heaven, as it were, and looked in, and has chosen to turn around. The saddest life that has ever existed on the face of this planet is Judas Iscariot.
就这个呢，需要花好长的时间啊，要几个小时，一两个小时来特别的研究一下犹大。犹大是一个特别经典的一类人的代表，这类人呢叫被盗者啊。那被盗者的这个是一类什么人呢？就其实他是蒙了圣灵的光照，其实在那个希伯来书里面提到了这种，就他蒙了圣灵的光照，他也都知道神的真理，他就像他也看见了天堂的样子啊，就他已经走到门口了，门里面的事情他都看了，最终他做了个决定，转身走了，啊，这就是犹大的代表的，这是地上的最可惜的一类人啊，就是最惨的一类人。
What great privilege was his?
他有个多么大的这个优势啊，在他身上。
And he traded it for the contents of a little money bag.
他就拿这一切这么好的东西呢，就换了一小包的银子，这就是他的选择。
If nothing else, Judas shows to us the depths.Of our own hearts, the wickedness of our own hearts.
其实某种程度呢，犹大也是显明了我们里面内心深处的那个邪恶的本质，就是这样。
That they would sell their souls to the devil for a little bit of money.
就是会把灵魂出卖给魔鬼啊，又换回就这么一小包银子，就这就是一个选择的本质。
The thought almost terrifies me.
所以这样的想法其实也让我很吃惊啊。他说
And what did Judas do with that money bag? That he sold the Lord Jesus for the price of a slave.
这就是一个三十两银子卖主的这个价格，就是一个奴隶的价格了。他就是把主以一个买一个奴隶的价格给出卖，就不要了。
What changed Judas's mind?
什么改？
是什么改了他的心呢？
He was a disciple. He followed Jesus as long as there was the glory of the earthly kingdom still available for him.
所以他是一直跟随耶稣的，就是从最初开始，直到地上的国度还没有结束，地上国度在耶稣死之前其实 都是在的。
But I think
他都看见了那个荣耀。
As soon as the advantages of the earthly kingdom had disappeared for him and Jesus was rejected, then Judas, his heart turned to and rejected him.
所以当他看见耶稣的这个往前走的时候呢，在地上的国度延续，在当时延续和建立没有希望了，已经这个门要关了，他就开始改主意了。
He didn't want a savior who was going to sacrifice his life on the cross and give up everything in this life.
是个投机者。
对 ，He's a speculator, she said. 就他不想要这样的一个救主啊，就是把一切都献上，把生命也献上，然后地上一切都不在他里面没有价值的这么样的一个救主和主呢，这是他不要的。
There's many mysteries about Judas as there is about the wickedness in our own hearts.
有很多很神秘的地方，就关于犹大也其实也是关于我们灵里最深处的那个邪恶啊。这是有很深的点的。
The scripture says it was better for him if he had never been born.
因为圣经有借着耶稣啊讲过这么一句话，就是说这个人不生在世上倒好啊，他这就指的犹大来的。
Let's use Judas as a warning and an example to each one of us.
我们要把犹大当做一个警示啊，对我们每一个人反面的这个警示。
If that's one of the lessons of Judas Iscariot, that will be a valuable lesson for us.
所以这个教训，这个例子，其实是对我们非常有价值的。
I think we should.
Yeah, we should 稍微休息一下哈，我们一起来做个祷告。我们在天上的父，谢谢您啊，赐给我们这样宝贵的真理啊，让我们看见我们要的是属天的祝福啊，就是耶稣基督赐给我们的救恩。我们借着信心来接受这救恩，这是我们最蒙福的恩典，是吧？我们盼望我们虽然蒙了光照，我们也看见尝过天恩的滋味，也看见天堂的一角，我们不愿意像犹大那样转身走了，就为了地上那会短暂的会过去的一小点的利益，失丧了永恒的盼望和祝福，是吧？谢谢您赐给我们这宝贵的真理，也谢谢您赐给我们一会儿的饮食。祷告奉主耶稣的名， Amen。 谢主，祷告奉主耶稣的名， Amen。 我花一点点时间做一个补充，我刚刚跟那个艾瑞克长老也交换了一下意见，就关于犹大的这个事呢，我相信大部分的朋友会提这个问题，就是耶稣知道他不好，为什么还选他啊？为什么不把他踢出革命团队啊？清除出去啊？你知道这里面其实显明我们一个很重要的事情，就是我们经常是在时间里呢倒回去看啊，说呢，哎，这个是犹大是坏人，但是呢，我们人的心呢，一直没有看清楚我们里面的恶呢，是我们不承认这一点。就是在那个时刻呢，犹大很可能是十二个人里面表现得最好的。因为我们都知道在卖主的那天晚上呢，耶稣说呢，有一个人要卖我，谁都不觉得，不知道是谁，都觉得是自己啊，甚至谁都不怀疑是犹大啊，主都暗示了是犹大，对不对？主用一个方式暗示了是犹大，说那你要做的你就去做吧，犹大就出去了，剩下的人还不觉得是犹大，以为犹大是出去买饼的。 不知道犹大是出去卖主的。这就说明呢，犹大的这个隐藏不是一点点的深哈。那我们刚才提到一个话题，说主知道希特勒这么坏哈，为什么不把他踢出去啊？为什么不把他干掉，让他祸害人那么多哈？我们要知道，在希特勒当政的那个时刻，可是全德国都觉得他是好人呐，好的不得了的。所以人若不在环境里呢，让你走到那一步呢，你会觉得我是好的，我没有你说那么坏，是你不给我机会啊。我们每一个人其实都是这样。如果犹大在一开始啊就被踢出去，那大家都觉得，哎，这主没有，对，没有任何的机会给到他啊。这个他这么好的一个门徒，为什么你们不给他机会呢？啊，我们今天很多人也是这样。你是事后看希特勒很坏，你回到在当时，甚至英国也不觉得希特勒很坏的，还否则就不会有绥靖主义了。我们人是事后去想这些事情，但是在当时呢，我们的罪性其实让我们是眼瞎的，我们根本看不清楚事情的本质是什么。但是呢，你若立刻拦阻他，不让他去做这个事呢，他的罪性会更强烈的显明出来，觉得是你不给他机会。是，这就是神很有恩典的一个地方了。他知道我们人嘴巴很硬了，就不会去承认了。即便到最后犹大要卖主的时候，他还在伪装，他都伪装得很好。
他一开始就应该不选犹大。
这就是问题了，因为犹大在被选的时候呢，其实他是可以说这十二个门徒里可能人看来最好的，他是管钱的。
对，
那
上去知道
对呀，这就是回到了我们刚才的那个问题，就他显明的太好了，他是我们里面最好的人，就是我们这里我们看一圈我们都觉得老陈是最好的人，然后最后我们决定把钱给他管，最后他跑了，就是他跑了才是显明他坏。但是在那个前面我们对对，
我想说一下我的想法，不知道对不对，
他没显出来，关键是一开始伪装的很好，对吧？
别人一看为啥不选犹大呀，犹大那么好，为啥不选？
就是
我是这样理解的，我觉得不是上帝选不选犹大，也不是上帝知不知道，而是其实在我们每一个人心里面可能都有一个犹大，在任何别说十二个人，就是十个人五个人里面也一定有一个犹大，就是他不是犹大可能是犹小，我们不知道，所以这个事情一定会发生。所以我理解这件事情不是上帝为什么选了犹大，而是上帝知道人性是怎么样的，但是他阻止不了你的选择。
对，
人作为自己的屈服于自己的人性的屈服于自己的罪的那个软弱，我是这样理解
的。 Amen。我们开始。对，是这样，就这个不是我们的，就不是神的事情了，的确是我们的事情，我们真的都是罪人。对，我们只是补充一点。
Judas does represent something, I think, very very difficult to understand.
对，就犹大其实代表了一类我们非常难去理解的这样的一个状态啊。
First of all, the question is, why choose a man that if God knows everything, why choose him, knowing what he's going to do?
对，就是为什么要选啊？在你一开始预知一切的时候，你为什么还选他
？No, I don't know. You answered that question.
Yeah, partly.
Partly. Yeah. I didn't understand your all of it. In fact, one thing we might take from that to begin with is that God does not preordain your choice.
对，有这里还有一个点呢，就是神不预定你的选择。这个你们要知道的一个事情。
God did not make Judas betray the Lord Jesus.
啊，这其实就是你刚才讲的，王阳刚才讲的这个，就是他并不是预定你的选择，是你自己的选择。
That's something that can't be overemphasized. It is we all are independent moral creatures that can choose or reject the truth.
对，就是我们都要自己为这个自己的选择负责了，就是你可以接受或者拒绝真理，这完全是你的权利，同时会带来后果和责任。
It isn't as though Judas didn't have the great advantage to be able to understand completely either. He was given a very special place among the twelve even.
即便如此呢，犹大可是有一个特别好的机会去明白所有的真理了，他有这么好的优势，而且呢，他在十二门徒里的地位也很特殊。
So I'd like to look at the relationship of Jesus and Judas.
我们可以看一点点关于耶稣和犹大的关系。
Turn with me to Psalm 55.
那我们看一下诗篇的五十五篇。诗篇五十五篇。
Psalm 55, and we'll read verses 12 to 14. If an enemy were insulting me, I could endure it. If a foe were raising himself against me, I could hide from him. But it is you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend, with whom I once enjoyed sweet fellowship as we walked with the throng at the house of God.
原来不是仇敌辱骂我，若是仇敌还可忍耐，也不是恨我的人向我狂大，若是恨我的人就必躲避他，不料是你，你原与我平等，是我的同伴，是我知己的朋友，我们素常彼此谈论，以为甘甜，我们与群众在神的殿中同行。
Now This certainly was written by David, who had many traitors among. He ran across many traitors.
这其实大卫的诗了。大卫在讲他碰到的很多的背叛他的人。
You know, David, his name means beloved.
那大卫这个意思呢，就是爱的。
David had a huge heart. He had a huge heart of love.
大卫是有一个特别大的这个爱心呢。
He loved those that were around him.
他爱那一切在他身边的人。
And that's demonstrated by some of his mighty men were willing to risk their lives to give him a drink from the well of his home well.
这里显明出来就是他身边有三个勇士啊。就是为了要给他打一口那个伯利恒井边的这个水给他喝，就冒险穿过敌人的防区，就是为了打这个水给大卫喝。
That was at a time when a garrison of Philistines were surrounding, where it was stationed right there at the well.
因为那个时候，腓力士的防营啊，就腓力士的那个城堡就在那个井边上。
And they heard David say, "Oh, I wish I could drink from my own home well sometime."
只是他们听见大卫有的时候会感叹，说：“哎呀，我要特别想喝我家乡的井边上的那个家乡边上那口井里的水啊。”
And unknown to David, three of his men they heard that, and they girded their swords by their sides. They thrust right through the Philistine garrison. They got water up from the well, fought their way back, and brought that water to David. It said, David, here's the water from the well that you desired.
然后他底下有三个跟从他的人听到他这句感叹以后，就带上剑，就穿过了这个非利士的防营，就杀进去，打上水，带出来，再杀出来，把水给大卫喝。
David wouldn't drink it.
大卫就不敢喝。
He poured it out. He said, "This is the life of those men that risked my life. I won't drink it. I'll pour it out as a sacrifice to the Lord."
然后大卫就把这个水啊献祭献给了神。他说，这就是这三个弟兄的这个血啊，他说我
他
们的生命，我不敢喝。
That demonstrated the love that those men felt for David because of his love for them.
这个表现了就是当时大卫把他的爱给出去给他的朋友们的时候呢，他们朋友们回给他的爱呢也是如此的深。
Now as for the Lord Jesus, it says we love him in return because he first loved us.
就像耶稣一样，那我们因为他先爱了我们，所以我们也同样的用爱回报他。
What I'm getting at is, did Jesus love Judas?
所以我们这里要看的是耶稣爱犹大吗？
I believe he did.
We
see here David in writing. It's prophetic of the Lord Jesus.
所以大卫在这里写的虽然是他的事，但是他是预言耶稣了。
And he is speaking about a very close friend.
他在讲一个非常近的朋友。
He says, "If it was an enemy, I could endure that."
他说，如果是敌人呢，我还可以忍受了。
I, if it was a foe, I could hide from them.
如果是一个愚蠢的人呢，我可以远离他，愚昧的人。
But he says, "But it's you."
但是是敌人。啊，如果是恨我的人，不是敌愚蠢的，因为如果是恨我的人，我还可以远离他，但不料是你啊。
A man like myself.
但不料是和我知己的朋友。
And he says, "My companion." And then he goes further and says, "A close friend."
与我平等，我的同伴，我知己的朋友。
We don't know anything about the history of Jesus and Judas, but this is a description that would seem to paint their relationship. Judas was a, what you might call a very warm-hearted man.
那虽然我们没有知道耶稣跟犹大的相交的历史啊，但是我们知道呢，犹大呢和他的关系也是很近的。那犹大呢，是看起来是一个非常热心的人。
As humans go, he was probably a very very likable person.
那如果人愿意去找的时候，愿意寻求帮助的时候，犹大是那一个人很可能会很愿意去找他的那一个。
You know, Leonardo da Vinci painted a picture of the Last Supper.
达芬奇的一幅画啊，最后的晚餐呢。
And the picture that he paints and most people paint of Judas is a man with ugly, avarice, you know, mean looking. But I don't think he looked anything like that at all.
You mean that painting also like this?
Yeah, the painting of Jesus around with the 12 shows him to be
that painting you mentioned, that painting.
Yeah, that painting of Leonardo shows, and most paintings of Judas show him to be a man of, you know, dark countenance and evil.
就是达芬奇的这幅名画和其他很多人画最后晚餐的画的时候呢，基本上犹大的形象呢都是脸谱化的，就是呢丑陋、阴暗、小小的、这一看就是坏蛋啊。
But in actual fact, I don't think Peter or Judas probably looked like that at all.
但实际上呢，现实中的犹大可能完全不是这样的。
None of the other disciples suspected Judas.
没有任何以外，除犹大以外的其他的门徒怀疑过犹大的。
Even when the Lord pointed out at the table, they still were wondering who it was.
即使主在桌子上已经指出来是谁要卖他，他们还搞不清楚，不知道谁要卖他。
You know, he was probably discussing details of the future kingdom with the Lord Jesus.
他们很可能在热烈的讨论未来的国度的这个细节哈，跟耶稣。
Says, we once enjoyed sweet fellowship as we walked with the throng.At the house of God, when they walked together to the house of God to worship.
十四节说，我们素常彼此谈论呢，我们在群众，我们和群众在神的殿中同行。
That was Judas and the relationship he had with Jesus. As a man, he wasn't what we would call it a psychopath. He wasn't psychopathic.He was an ordinary man and a good man.
所以他不是一个脸谱化的很糟糕的人啊，他其实很普通，甚至我们看起来是一个好人，愿意去寻求帮助的。
Two things I'll say here. The first is the very best of man is an enemy of God.
所以两件事我要在这说，第一呢，就是人里面人眼里最好的人呢。很可能恰恰是神的大的敌人。
The very best man that ever lived on the earth needed to be saved, needed their sins forgiven.
即使在人眼里曾经活过的最好的人，他也一样需要救赎，他也一样需要认罪悔改。
There is none righteous, no, not one.
因为在人眼里，在人里面是没有一个义人的。
The other thing I would say about Judas is he not only was he a good man, but every advantage was given to him.
第二点呢，就是他不但是个好人啊，打引号的好人犹大，而且他一切的优势啊，他都有了。
He came very intimately to know the Lord Jesus.
他可是非常近的来认识了耶稣。
But he only knew him as a man.
但他只是认识耶稣是一个人。
And not only that, but through their relationship, from the time he was chosen in an official sense to be an apostle of the kingdom, the Lord Jesus never gave up on Judas.
不但如此呢，从他被选做门徒的那一刻呢，耶稣就一直没有放弃他。
He never once gave up on him.
因为耶稣从来没有想过要放弃他。
In the portion that we read today in John chapter 6, the Lord Jesus, if you go back there,
我们回到约翰福音的六章，我们刚才读的那一段。
The Lord points out he doesn't reveal who this one is. He knows, but because he knows all things. But he points out, and this should have been a conviction about Judas, a conviction to Judas. He says, Have I not chosen you, the 12, but yet one of you is a devil? The Lord is warning them all, isn't he?
所以七十节呢，其实耶稣就已经在警告他们所有的人了，对吧？我拣选了你们十二个，你们中间有一个是魔鬼。
So we have the Lord Jesus gave Judas every advantage.
主耶稣是给了犹大每一个所有的这个优势了。
Let's go to John chapter 13 now.
能往后翻再看十三章，同样约翰福音啊，十三章。
Jesus in verse 1 it says he knew that the time had come. for him to leave this world and go to the Father.
十三章的一节，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。
And then, having loved his own, it says, who were in, excuse me, having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love.
他既爱世间属自己的人，他就爱他们到底。
Now, verse 2, the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus.
二节呢，括号里就想到，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心。
And he washed Judas' feet.
同样呢，耶稣在后面他也洗了犹大的脚。
With the other 12, with the other 11 as well.
和其他的十一个人是一样的。
But then in verse 10,
然后在第十节,
Jesus says, a person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you.
耶稣说, 凡洗过澡的人只要把脚一洗, 全身就都干净了。你们是干净的, 然而不都是干净的。
What he's talking here about, and we will get to this eventually, but the bath takes place only once. You have one bath a day, and then you only wash your hands if they get dirty.
所以他这里讲到就是澡呢，其实只需要洗一次啊，就一天就是干净的，等你手脏了洗个手就好了。
So if you, there's only one washing of regeneration whereby we're born again of God's Spirit. It's called the washing of regeneration. That's what he's referring to.
所以这里他就讲到的是重生的洗啊，其实我们只要一次就够了。这个洗呢是从圣灵来的，我们在里面洗完，在圣灵里，重生的人就是受了圣灵的洗了。
But as we walk in this world,we become defiled by the sin that's in the world, by contact with it.
但是我们在地上走的时候呢，我们就会被地上的罪呢就搞脏啊，就是这个世界的罪。
And we don't need to be born again. We just need to confess our sins to be cleansed. We only born again once, but we wash our hands and feet many times.
那但是我们不需要因此又再重洗，也再信一次，再重洗一次，就像。你在地上会走，脚会脏啊，手会脏，那你洗洗脚，洗洗手就好了。就像你信了以后，你会受罪的影响，那你要承认自己的罪，回到神的爱中来啊。这就是洗脚的意思。
But Jesus is saying that there's one among us that has never been bathed at all.
但是这里呢，耶稣就说呢，有一个人他根本连澡都没洗过。
Because he knew who was going to betray him.
他就知道谁会 是谁了、就是、犹大。
Verse 11, and that was why he said, "Not everyone's clean."
对，十一节耶稣就说那是卖他的是谁啊？原知道，但你们都不都是干净的。
Then in verse 18,
然后到十八节、
he predicts his betrayal here.
他就在这预言他的被卖。
He says, "I'm not referring to all of you. I know those who I've chosen."
我这话不是指着你们众人说的、我知道我所拣选的是谁。
But this is to fulfill the scripture, he who shares my bread has lifted up his heel against me.
现在是要应验经上的话说，同我吃饭的用脚踢我。
Now if you go back to Psalm 41 verse 9, we'll encounter that verse, that prophecy. Psalm 49 verse 9. 41,
对、
yes.
这是引用的旧约的一节经文、这个原出处是在诗篇的四十一篇九节，诗篇四十一篇是920页，41章41篇9节。
Psalm 49 and verse 41 verse 9. Thank you. Keep me on track, brother.
四十一篇的九节， 这就是原出处了，就是他讲的这句话，耶稣说又同我吃饭的用脚踢我，就是从这里来。
So this he says, even I trusted who shared my bread has lifted up his heel against me. There's a prophecy give that's applied in the New Testament to Judas himself.
所以这里是有个预言啊，就在新约里也应用到犹大他自己上面，就连我知己的朋友，我所依靠吃过我饭的也用脚踢我。
So we have there the, if we go back to John chapter 13,
我们回到约翰的十三章这个地方。
The Lord Jesus gives a couple of reasons why Judas would betray him. Why Judas? The question. The question that we have now is why Judas?
所以耶稣给了一些原因啊，是让我们帮助我们能理解为什么是犹大。
The Lord gives two reasons here.
主给了两个原因在这。
Number one.That the scripture might be fulfilled.
第一呢，就是圣经是要被应验的。
Did Psalm 41 verse 9, did it say Judas's name?
那诗篇的四十一篇九节有没有讲犹大的名字呢？
No.
没有。
No. Who stepped into that role by his own will?
谁在他的自由意志里，自己的选择里，进到了这个角色里去？
Judas.Will have no one to blame but himself.
所以犹大也怨不得谁啊，就是他自己的选择。
So the scripture though had to be fulfilled.
所以圣经是要被应验的。
The second thing the Lord Jesus says in verse 19.
第二个事情在十九节。
He says, I'm telling you now before it happens so that when it does happen, you will believe what? That I am he.It was another proof to his disciples that he is the one that has all foreknowledge.
所以如今事情还没有成就，十九节我要先告诉你们，然后告诉你们的目的呢，就是告诉让他们知道有多一个很重要的证据，就是他是那预能预先知道事情的神了。
Now, was the Lord Jesus affected by this betrayal?
耶稣有没有因为这个被卖而受影响呢？
Very deeply, very, very deeply. Look at verse.
非常深呢。
Verse 21.
非常深，看二十一节。
Jesus was troubled in his spirit, right into his very innermost being. He said, "I tell you the truth, one of you is going to betray me."
所以他心里很忧愁啊。二十一节说。就明说啊，实在告诉你们，中间有人要卖我，所以他因为被卖这件事，其实他心里还是很受，很深很深的受影响。
Now there's another place in Scripture. I don't have it before me now. One of the other Gospels. Maybe we can find it together. Where.Jesus told his disciples at this on this occasion that one of them was going to betray him. And all the disciples looked at one another and said, Is it I? Is it I, Lord? Is it I? Now, I don't know where that is.
就是另外一个地方呢，也讲到这个场景，就是耶稣说呢，我有个人要卖我，然后这个时候呢，门徒都彼此来看哈，是我吗？他们说是我吗？
Matthew 26, thank you.
在马太的二十六。
Matthew 26 and 22.
Yeah, yeah.
There, yes, there's the question.
二十二节，二十六章的二十二节。
This is what John was talking about. In John, we find the emotion of the Lord Jesus. He was troubled, deeply troubled in his spirit.
所以耶稣在约翰福音里被记载的时候呢，我们看见，当他到这一刻要被卖的那一刻呢，他心里是忧愁的，其实是为这个犹大。
And what was in the Savior's heart was this thought from Psalm 55.
从诗篇五十五篇啊，我们看见救主的心是怎么样的。
If it was an enemy, I could bear it.
如果是敌人呢，我还能忍受。
But it was you.
但是你呀。
My friend.
我的朋友。
My companion.
我的同伴呢。
We enjoyed sweet fellowship when we walked up to the house of God.
我们是在神的殿里面有如此好的爱的关系。
And he was troubled in his spirit.
所以他的灵里很忧伤啊，为犹大很忧伤。
But here's an important lesson here today. And that is, when he said that one of you is going to betray me, all of them were shaken in their spirits. They were troubled too. Is it I? Was there doubts? You know, I think every one of us should understand that there's a Judas within the old man.
所以二十二节哈，当耶稣在二十一节，就是马太福音的二十六章的二十一节，耶稣说啊，你们中间有个人卖我的时候，二十二节每个人就很忧愁，一个一个的问他说，主啊，是我吗？这个是非常令人震撼的一个场面，这说明呢，我们每一个人里面啊，都有一个犹大，就觉得是不是我，就是我，这还是挺深刻的。
Later on, every one of those disciples, with the exception of John, who would end his life in exile, they would give their lives, they would lay down their lives as martyrs for the truth of God.
那最后的结局呢，是除了约翰是在流放中结束了这个生命啊，那其他的十个门徒都是殉道的。
But on that evening, those 11, they had looked deeply into their hearts and they had seen a vision of the traitor in themselves.
但是在那一个晚上呢，这十一个人都很深的回头看了自己的内心，也都看见了内心深处自己的老我里那能卖主的那一面呢。
Every one of us,
每一个人
is capable of the deception of Satan and of betraying the Holy One of God. Every one of us.
其实每个人都能够了，就是能够行到魔鬼的那个旨意，来到一个程度来卖主的。只要环境允许。
I'm speaking of the natural man.
所以我在讲一个自然的，就是老我的那个。
The old nature.
我的老我的本性。
That we inherit from our fathers. And mothers,
是从我的亚当的那个传下来的。
It's come from the father of the human race, Adam himself.
是从人类的先祖亚当那来的。
And so, the big lesson here for us to learn is that there is within us the traitor, and there is none righteous, no, not one. And if we're going to be saved from that, it's not through any goodness within us.There is nothing within us that can satisfy, that can approve ourselves to God.
所以我们今天在这一段里面学到的教训就是，我们里面真的全无良善，也没有任何的义人，我们也没法靠着自己来得着神那公义的要求啊。所以，我们真的只有来到他面前去接受他的救恩。
Now the Lord Jesus gave.Judas every opportunity.
所以耶稣已经给了犹大所有的机会了。
He publicly warned his disciples without pointing out Jesus.
他也公开的警告了他的门徒们啊，没有指向耶稣，没有指向犹大。
Allowing Judas to continue right to the very end.
也许可犹大继续，他一直走到他最终的结局。
We can see the Lord Jesus reaching out to Judas at the table that night.
我们可以想象那天晚上，耶稣把手伸向犹大。
When Jesus had told, if we go back to John 13,
回到约翰的十三章。
In verse 21 it says, I tell you the truth, one of you is going to betray me. Verse 22, his disciples stared at one another at a loss to know which of them he meant. We looked at Matthew 26, I guess it was, where the disciples were asking if their own hearts were searched. So then, we understand then that John, it was, who leaned on the Savior's breast, was able to ask him, Lord, or Peter asked John, who is it? Who is going to betray you?
所以我们回到约翰的十三章，我们看二十二节，门徒彼此对看，猜不透所说的是谁。这就是我们在马太二十六章看的那段经文，就大家都在看自己啊，说是不是我呢？这就猜不了。这个时候呢，有一个耶稣所爱的门徒，就是使徒约翰，他一直是靠在耶稣的这个怀里，他们吃饭的时候是侧着身子的，所以这个时候他来问了，西门彼得就叫他去问。你告诉我们主旨的是谁说的。
And so he says, the one to whom I give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish.
那耶稣就回答呢，说我蘸一点饼给谁就是谁了。
That was part of the meal where the host would dip the bread, the sop,and give it to one of them as a sign of honor.
这是一个晚餐的一个很重要的过程啊，就是主持这个晚餐的那个主人呢，他会把这个饼掰开呢，蘸一点给那个一个人，那这个人呢是很尊贵的一个客人。
So if you wanted to honor somebody at the table, then that's what you would do. You'd hand it to them.
如果你想要给一个尊贵的客人以尊敬呢，你就会这么做，你撕开蘸一蘸就交给他。
This is the Lord Jesus reaching out to Judas at the very last few seconds.
这是耶稣在最后的几秒钟里面啊，还借着这个方式呢要去挽回犹大。
Judas took the sop.
犹大就拿了，他就是尊贵的。
And he ate it.
就吃了。
And Satan entered into it.
撒旦就进来。
As soon as Judas, verse 27, took the bread, Satan entered into it.
就他吃了以后呢，撒旦就入了他的心了。
So he tells Judas, what you're going to do, do quickly.
所以耶稣就对他说，你所做的快去做吧。
The other disciples still did not understand that it was Judas.
就这样啊，其他的门徒还是没搞明白，还是这人就是犹大。
They must have considered Judas a man of impeccable, perfect religiousness.
因为在他们的眼里啊，犹大很可能是一个完全无瑕的一个人，是太完美的一个宗教人士
了。So they thought.In their minds, that Judas, because he was the treasurer, that Jesus had told him to go out and to buy something for the feast.
所以他们就觉得呢，这可能，因为他是管钱的嘛，所以耶稣一定是让他们让犹大出去买一点东西，所以这是他们认为犹大出去的原因。
Or to give something to the poor.
或者去周济什么穷人。
No one suspected.
没人怀疑犹大。
Even with all those signs.
即便就这么多的信号已经显明了，还是没有人怀疑犹大。
So Judas goes out, and the Spirit of God records these few words, and it was night.
然后犹大立刻就出去了三十节，圣灵在这里记下了一个很重要的一段，那时候是夜间了。
It was night, an eternal night would close around his soul.
那这样的夜间，这样永恒的黑暗呢，就把犹大遮住了。
这个地方我要讲，就假如这个饼他就是不吃，是不是撒旦也进不了？
Follow up question is, if Judas did not eat the the bread, and Satan will not enter, would not enter his heart.
We know that that was the sequence of events. I don't know. It wasn't a cause of it. Well, it was an effect, in a sense, that if he continued his lie by receiving honor, he continued his great deception, his great lie, and that seemed to be the final straw, the final thing.
所以这是一个顺序，自然的结果哈，它不是一个原因。就说呢，他在他的谎言里呢，他自然走到这里，这是最后一根稻草，然后他不要了，他就到了那个临界点，他就决定去卖主了，而不是我们觉得好像是主让他去卖他的哈，不是给了这个饼，他就去卖他。
That one action didn't cause Satan to come in. That Judas had walked a long time with Satan. He had given in to Satan more and more and more and more. That was the final time. The time had come.
所以虽然犹大表面上是跟主同行啊，但其实他的心呢是一直跟撒旦同行的。然后同行的时间如此之长呢，然后他给撒旦的东西越来越多越来越多，一直到最后那一个点啊，就是他就全交了，主权交给撒旦。
Judas' position there that night was a result of many decisions that he had taken.
所以他那天晚上这样的一个决定是在前面的很多的系列决定之后走到这儿，一个最终的决定。
We read one place that he was a thief. He was the treasurer, but he used to take money from them.
对，在另外的一处经文我们知道呢，他是个贼呀，就他是管钱的。但他没事老把这个钱揣到自己口袋里。
When did he first begin to do that?
他什么第一次是什么时候做的呢？
It was just a little bit at first.
肯定是最初的时候，有一点点钱的时候，他就有十块钱放一块钱。
And no doubt he perceived, well, I'll pay it back.
然后随着时间的推移，他会越做越多了。
But then he took more, and he justified it.
而且这个过程当中呢，他还会找正当的理由，让自己这个行为变得义呀、啊，就是才让自己做这个偷钱的事变得义了。
One thing that we do when we lie, we deceive ourselves.
所以有一件事我们要明白，当我们开始撒谎的时候呢，我们最终是骗自己的，要让自己觉得这个是真的。
Satan is the great deceiver.
所以撒旦是个非常厉害的骗子。
Little by little, Judas went from being someone that seemed to be very religious and very good, but deep down, he had never ever received God's life, true life.
所以一点一点的，随着时间推移，他外面越来越像一个好的宗教的人，无瑕的，但他里面已经完完全全。拒绝了神。
And little by little, he went over, as it were, to the dark side. He went darker, darker.
然后一点一点的他，因为拒绝神呢，他就进到了黑暗里去，越来越黑暗。
But the Lord Jesus never gave up on him.
那耶稣从来没有放弃他。
So the two big things we learn, I think, about Judas is that no matter how good a man may be,He's capable of the worst sin that we can imagine.
那有几个重要的点从犹大里出来了呢？就第一，就是不管这个人表面看有多么的好呢，他也依然有行恶的能力到一个程度，像犹大一样，他去卖主。
And the second thing we take from that is that the Lord Jesus, God, through the Lord Jesus, loves the world so much, and that includes.Men like Judas, men like the worst man in all of history, that he died for such men as that.
第二呢，我们刚才讲的是人的一面，神的一面，神如此的爱世人，即便恶人像犹大这样，神也依然爱他，也替他的罪 死在十架上，所以这个神的爱也在此显明。
So Judas represents the extreme.
所以犹大是显明了一个极致的情形了。
The very best of men doing the worst sin in all of history.
那非常好的一个人做一个极糟糕的事情。
To betray God Himself.
去败坏，去背叛神自己。
But it also, it's like the dark background that displays the beauty of and brilliance of a diamond on a black velvet. It also displays the love of God, the wonderful, all-encompassing, limitless love of God toward mankind.
同样的呢，因着这如此黑暗的一面啊，就像一个特别黑的一个底色上面。你也会显出如果你把珍珠把那个钻石放在这个上面它就显得特别特别的珍贵啊。那神的爱在犹大身上也是一样，那如此败坏的人呢，神也依然愿意赦免他，为他的罪死，神也依然爱他。
这里有一个问题，还是接着上周四我问的。
对，
因为你说他神给我们自由意志，我们都是自己选择的，但是神就说创造了这个世界，他的未来，包括这些角色谁出卖他，那等于是人我们自由选择，那犹大就自己选择角色进入了那个出卖他的人。
对这不是一个问句。
对，
是
你也想出来
了。
对，
就是神就是根据啊。
对，想不通也不明白。
对，就是说他好像一切又是预设好的，但是好像我们每个人又自由意志自己进入了到那个好的角色坏的角色。
Yeah, so question is on the predestiny. So how to balance the free will and predestiny? So it's yeah, preset or you choose? Yeah.
I want you to go home and think about that.
就那些角色，他都摆在那儿，他预设，不是预设，就是他。
他知道。
都知道。
Need another couple of days.
跳到那个角色里去了。
我说这个问题又得要几天啊？剩下来几天来解决。
感觉就是神就是导演，然后角色
对，我就觉得你们自己选，我是导演。
对，你们自己选的，对。
Lord is like a director, and a lot of position already set. And you are actor. You can pick different position. Yeah.
Both are taught in Scripture, the sovereignty of God and the free will of mankind. They're both taught, sometimes in the same verse. There's a number of things like predestination, foreknowledge, chosen, election. These would take a long time to explain all these things. God never chooses one to salvation and one to damnation. God never does that in Scripture.
所以他说整本圣经啊，是两个都在教导。那哪两个呢？第一个就是神的预知啊，或者拣选呢、另外一个呢是人的选择、啊、就是人的自由意志。就这两个呢，有的时候甚至在一处经文里它都会显出来，所以这两个都是神来的真理来着。然后神，但是呢，神有一样在拣选里呢，他从来没有拣选人得救，这是没有的。因为呢，你要拣选人得救，就是要拣选人失丧了。
对，
所以这个是有问题的啊。他从来不会说呢，我就选你得救，选他失丧。这个是这个，对，这个是肯定，这肯定是不对的。
但是他都知道现在、将来、未来，整个事物的发生、发展、结果，他都知道。
She still confusing on how to balance.
对。
She said, if you know everything, and how can I fit in my free will to?
不是，这个其实就像丹伊里是，丹伊里他立志，就像丹伊里说，丹伊里他是立志，他自己的选择，他立志不以王的膳和王的酒来玷污自己，这是一样道理，就是真的是
是你自己有一个回应，你自己神拣选你自己要有对神有一个回应，就像但以理他在那么恶劣的环境下都是偶像，和巴那个尼布甲尼撒的那种这么大一个魔君，相当于一个魔君的面前，他就立志不以王的酒和王的膳来献祭。
He used the Daniel, Book of Daniel, and she says a response to God's word is your expression, your free will.
That's right.
Because God's word already stated in the Bible.
You have the freedom to accept God's sovereignty. Think about that. You have the freedom. God does not force you. You have the freedom to make a choice whether you are going to follow the sovereign God or not. You have the choice.
所以你有自由，这个自由呢，最重要的体现在就是你可以选择接受神的主权，也可以选择拒绝神的主权。
But let the Lord Jesus have the last word about Judas.
我们在最后啊，我们讲完这个犹大的话。
Because our time is finished.
我们时间。
Luke chapter 22.
我们来看一下路加的二十二章，我们最后一点关于犹大的内容讲完了。路加二十二章。
Verse 47, Luke chapter 22, verse 47.
47节，这也是很重要的一段啊，大家看一下。
This is the scene in the Garden of Gethsemane.
这是在克西马尼园的场景了，最后卖他的场景。
This is the last time that Jesus and Judas would meet.
这是最后一次耶稣跟犹大相见，最后一次。
That is on earth.
这是在地上的。
There will be another meeting in the future.
他们俩会在未来还会见一次。
At the great white throne of judgment.
那就是在白色大宝座的审判台前。
And the books are going to be opened up.
那所有的书卷都会展开。
And every word, every deed that was ever done.Every advantage that Judas had is going to be brought forward that day in that court.
所有的行为、言语、思想，犹大所有的优势啊，和他地上的一切，在那一天都会展开来，在那个台前。
It says, while he was still speaking, verse 47, a crowd came up, and the man who was called Judas, one of the twelve, was leading them.
说话之间来了许多人，四十七节啊，路加二十二章，那十二个门徒里名叫犹大的走在前头。
And he approached Jesus to kiss him.
就近耶稣要与他亲嘴。
But Jesus asked him, Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?
耶稣对他说，犹大，你用亲嘴的暗号卖人子吗？
Is there a note there, you know, of The total opposites.
这是完全颠倒了，完全颠倒。
The Lord Jesus who would receive that kiss, and Judas with the great lie would kiss him. What is a kiss? It's the sign of the symbol of affection and love, of acceptance.
我们都知道这个亲嘴哈，都是爱的表现。就像那浪子回家的时候，那父亲出来。迎他去亲嘴，我们的爱的表现。这个犹大是一个特别大的谎言啊，他是用这个爱的来卖主。
And he's turned it into a great symbol that has lasted down the centuries as the great sign of the apostate.
这犹大就把它变成了一个特别大的这个信号，就是。或者标识啊，什么样的标识？就是卖主，就背叛的人，背道的人 ，apostate 背道的人，这是一个特别大的标识。就他是用爱的方式来卖别人。
Now we don't have time to talk about the end of Judas, but his end is very very sad.
我们今天没有足够的时间来看犹大的结局啊，我们只能说犹大结局是很凄惨。
After Satan had entered him, he had allowed Satan to enter him, to energize him to the evil that he was about to do.
撒旦也进来了，他也许可撒旦进来，最后让他撒旦在里面有如此大的能力呢，他来行出恶事。
But you can read it for yourself. That the end of Judas was after Satan had left Judas. He didn't need him anymore. He didn't need Judas anymore. What happened? Judas, realizing that they're going to put Jesus to death, takes the money that he had been given to betray him, cast it down in the temple, and he went out and he put a noose around his neck, flung himself off a cliff. He not only and died, he committed suicide. He said, I have betrayed the innocent blood.
所以最后呢，撒旦离开他了以后，就撒旦其实用完犹大也没什么意义了，他就走了。犹大当他意识到他卖了这个义人的时候呢，他就把那30两银钱的包呢就丢回给那祭司长了，然后他出去呢就出去吊死了在悬崖上。
And so he repented, but he never believed.
他悔改，但他永远没有信，这是最悲哀的。
He was sorry for what he had done and the results of it.
他也感到他做的事情，他觉得很不好，因为他觉得他卖了义人了，但是他没信。
But he stepped over a line that, with all the advantages that he'd been given, he stepped over.Into a place where there was no recovery.
虽然他有这么大的优势啊，但他还是跨越了最终那根线，就是他拒绝相信。那个之后的结局就再没有挽回的余地了。
He took his life by his own hand.
他自己自杀了。
I think we're got enough of Judas. We need more of Jesus.
我觉得我们讲太多犹大了，我们讲点耶稣。
What do you think, Bob? Send us away then, will you?
Okay. 好，我们下一周会继续查。Next week we
we'll go to chapter 7, verse 1.
Okay. 下一周我们
no more Judas.
我们六章就查完了哈，我们下一周会从约翰的七章开始继续查哈。我们今天就停在这，我们做一个结束的祷告。我们的天上的父，谢谢您啊，让我们借着犹大来看见我们内心的罪与不义，更看见基督的爱再次显明了，基督的包容啊也再次显明了，是吧？我们盼望。我们无论曾经经历过什么，我们无论我们内心有多少的罪与不义，我们都能够谦卑自己，抬头转向神啊，接受这最美好的救恩和藏在基督里的丰盛的爱。感谢主，求您祝福我们，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。